Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The three finalists vying to become the next chancellor of UMass Boston abruptly withdrew from consideration today after public criticism from faculty members and a faculty statement that called all three candidates unqualified for the job and called the search process deeply problematic. UMass President Marty Meehan says he will not reopen the search, and he defended what he says was a, quote, exhaustive, rigorous process. Meehan called the faculty criticisms of the candidates sensationalized critiques. Meehan has appointed Catherine Newman, the Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs at UMass, as interim chancellor for now. Joining us to explain some of this is WBUR's Fred Tice. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Deb.
So give us a little background here about what's going on and what had happened with the search for a new chancellor at UMass Boston.
So the search took about 7 months, and the search committee had narrowed it down to three candidates. Those three candidates came to the campus of UMass Boston last week to meet with anybody who wanted to meet with them. Then the expectation from Marty Meehan was that he would get private feedback from members of the faculty, the staff, even the administration, and also students. There were about 150 to 200 faculty members who issued a public document
on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Saying essentially that these three candidates were not qualified to lead UMass Boston. And Meehan said that in light of this sort of public shaming, really, in his view, the three candidates withdrew. He now says that it's basically impossible to get anybody to come lead UMass Boston, and that's why he's appointed an interim chancellor for an indefinite period.
But what do you make of these strong statements, really, Fred, between the UMass Boston Chancellor Search Committee Chair and the UMass President, Marty Meehan. The UMass Boston Chancellor Search Committee Chair said that the faculty who spoke out against these three candidates are unprofessional. I mean, these are very strongly worded statements to come from the world of academia here. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and let me emphasize what I thought was the strongest part of that letter, that statement. Which is, we find it particularly appalling that a faculty council representing, and by the way, it was not the faculty council, it was 150 to 200 members of the faculty, ad hoc group of faculty, representing a majority-minority campus but lacking a single African-American member, would visit such disrespect and calumny on one of the few African-American sitting college presidents, Jack Thomas. He's president of Western Illinois University, a top African-American female university leader, and that is Kathy Humphrey. She's the senior vice president of the University of Pittsburgh and an academic administrator from an institution that graduates more African-Americans than any college or university in the country. And that is Peter Lyons, the vice provost and dean of Georgia State University. It's Perimeter Campus, which is in the suburbs of Atlanta. The faculty that I've spoken to say, you know, this is completely unfair, this kind of criticism. First of all, there were African American members, faculty members in this group that wrote the letter, and you know, they say it's really institutional racism in their perspective is much more than about just how many people sign on to a letter. So they felt that was a really unfair accusation.
Now, you know, there's already tension with Marty Meehan over UMass Amherst purchase of Mount Ida College in Newton. How does that fit into all of this? Do you think they're related?
Yeah, absolutely. The faculty I spoke to said they are related. There's a long history of the faculty being ignored in decisions being made by the president's office, and they're still reeling from this decision. By the University of Massachusetts Amherst, sanctioned by me and the Board of Trustees to buy Mount Ida. They feel in particular that they're particularly worried about the graduate programs that might come up at the former campus of Mount Ida, right? In particular, nursing, for example.
Right.
And they feel like it's just poaching some of their students. And that is why the Faculty Council did issue a vote of no confidence in Marty Meehan last week.
Hmm. All right. WBUR reporter Fred Tice, I'm sure you'll be continuing to follow this. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Deb.
Joining me now for some faculty reaction to all of this is Sharon Lamb. She's on the executive committee of the UMass Boston Faculty Council and a professor of counseling and school psychology at the College of Education and Human Development. Hello, Professor Lamb.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So what do you make of this decision of the three candidates to withdraw today?
Oh, I think it was probably a wise decision on their part, and it enables, and I'm grateful for that because it enables us to have a fairer, more inclusive process when the next search opens up.
And can you tell me what was, do you think, the main criticism of these candidates on the part of the faculty?
I think there were different criticisms for all three of them, and I could go over some of them. You have to imagine that this 150 to 200 faculty members have been emailing up a storm all week and reading each other's points over and over again. So I don't want to go into all of that, but I do want to emphasize that the process was, was problematic from the beginning, and we really felt excluded. And there was a letter that went out to Marty Meehan at the beginning of this saying, we want to choose more than one faculty member to be on this committee. We don't think it's an inclusive committee when they've chosen one of the faculty members and we only get to choose one other. And then, I guess, to have us interview these three candidates for just an hour on finals week, it might have been a rigorous process to begin with, but it was an inclusive one.
Hmm. So two faculty representatives was not enough, essentially.
No, and we only chose one of those.
Mm-hmm. Now we had just spoken with WBUR's Fred Tice about this. Henry Thomas, the chair of the search committee, wrote that it was, quote, appalling that a faculty council representing a majority-minority campus but lacking a single African-American member would visit such disrespect on these three candidates. What do you make of those criticisms?
Well, I would have to say that a lot of faculty of color are upset about this parsing of people of color into African-American versus other people of color. There are plenty of people of color on the faculty council, plenty faculty of color, and quite a few who are involved in discussing these three candidates. But most of all, I just feel that, it's a way to deny our legitimate concerns and to sidestep the major issue. It's an ugly conversation. I think he's bringing it up right now, and it's a distraction because we're not about head counting. We consider the three candidates as quickly as we could and in full, contacting people at their universities for feedback. And the feedback we got from at least two of them from their faculty and people who work with them were not good.
Mm-hmm. And what about this letter from Marty Meehan to the UMass Boston community today that WBUR has gotten a copy of? And, the president of UMass says this was an exhaustive process. It was 7 months. There were, 195 candidates considered, interviews with 37 people, and it was an exhaustive, rigorous review here. And so now he's going to leave the position open for the time being with an interim chancellor.
Well, I have two things to say about that. This exhaustive process was not what we were made aware of. The two faculty members on the committee were not allowed to consult us or talk to us for those 7 months. And so it might have been exhaustive for them, but not for us. We would have liked to have been exhausted by this search. And then second, I'm not so sure it's a bad idea to have an interim chancellor. I know that Catherine Newman has worked with Barry Mills. The Executive Committee of the Faculty Council has worked very well with Barry Mills, and we appreciate some of the changes he's made over this time. And I know that he's been working with her, and she's on board with some of his changes. And I want to keep an open mind to what she can bring to this. And believe me, over the emails, we talked about whether it was a problematic to have another interim chancellor for a year, and most people agreed that it was better to have another interim chancellor, possible chaos for a year, than to have somebody that was not acceptable for 5 to 10 years.
I wonder, you know, we also mentioned when we were talking with WBUR's Fred Tice about the lingering dissatisfaction, really, over the Mount Ida purchase among several faculty members and what happened there. Is that a factor in all of this?
Yes, absolutely. It's a factor right now. I mean, there's been this sort of serious dismissal of UMass Boston as a research institution throughout this, and the, you know, layoffs this year to fix the budget and the new parking garage fees that will, you know, and tuition, potential tuition hikes that are going to lay the problems of UMass Boston at the feet of the students. I mean, this has been a problem, you know, all year, and it's not just Mount Ida that just added to it. It's this feeling of being disrespected and not being helped out, I suppose, by the legislature in terms of making up for some of the problems that were not the problems of the last administration in total, but longstanding problems in terms of this sort of crumbling infrastructure and the, you know, and the, you know, shoddy construction that we're dealing with there. So Mount Ida was just sort of like the straw that broke the camel's back about this right now. And okay. I think that, you know, just to add on to what Fred Tice said, it's not so much about poaching students from us, but that these students from UMass Amherst are going to be coming here looking for internships at sites that we've worked long and hard to develop for our students, you know, in conjunction with our urban mission to help our students. And then
Professor Lamb, we're just about out of time, but I really appreciate you taking the time to explain. Sharon Lamb is on the executive committee of the UMass Boston Faculty Council and is a professor of counseling and school psychology at the College of Education and Human Development. Thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks.